Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Here's our latest letter from Key West. This one's from Mark Hedden.
There aren't a lot of places in the world where the dastardly act of bank robbing is viewed as a form of local entertainment. But in Key West, we tend to appreciate humor that comes from odd vectors. Also, we have a wealth of consistently dumbass bank robbers. Last year's highlight of dumbassery came in July when Jeffrey Carl Myers tried to rob the local Keys Federal Credit Union. He had taped a soup can to a sardine can and handed the teller a note written in all capital letters. The note said he had a bomb and a gun and that she should give him money. He had covered his fingertips with band-aids to conceal his identity. Despite the band-aids, the police immediately recognized him on the security footage. Myers was a former Key West cop. He had been voluntarily separated from the department after a double-dipping scandal. Police caught him 4 hours later, two shopping centers over, at an internet gambling parlor, a fact that made a lot of Key Westers say, "Wait, there's an internet gambling parlor on the island?" I don't think the Key West Police Department exactly likes this kind of crime, but I think they appreciate doing police work that doesn't involve arresting drunk people on Duval Street. The unfunny part of the story is the fear the teller must have felt. The guy was probably a big nothing burger as a bank robber, but you can never be sure. This is not a hard and fast statistic, but I'm pretty sure every Key West bank has been robbed at least once over the 20 years I've lived here. I can't recall anyone ever getting hurt, and almost everyone gets caught. Key West is a small island at the end of a 100-mile-long, two-lane road. There's just nowhere to run. The only crime here more dim-witted than bank robbery is car theft. Most of these bank robbers flee on foot, bicycle, or scooter. One guy was armed with a pitchfork. A lot of us in town have a favorite bank robbery story. Mine's from back in the mid-90s. This guy robbed the Barnett Bank on Kennedy Drive, then escaped by bike. He pedaled to the airport, caught a flight home to Colorado, paid some bills, had a fight with his wife, and caught another flight, back to Key West. 2 weeks later, he robbed the same bank, wearing the same clothes. That time, he escaped by taxi to a drugstore. He paid cash for a razor and shaving cream. Police caught him in the store's bathroom. He shaved the right side of his beard clean off, but he never got to the left side. It was a most excellent mugshot. After you stop laughing about how the last bank robbery was just too Elmore Leonard for words, you start to anticipate the next one. In December, a man armed with a note and a ski mask robbed the First State Bank on Stock Island and got away with it. Suddenly, we were confronted with the specter of competent stick-up artists. A few weeks later, the universe righted itself. A man with a pair of athletic shorts on his head walked into the same bank. He handed the teller a note that said, "Give me what are 20s and 50s. The understandably confused teller asked, "What do you want?" The grammar-challenged alleged bandit said, "Never mind," and walked out. A few minutes later, a deputy spotted him around the corner, taking his pants off. After a brief bicycle chase, the suspect was arrested and remains in the county jail on burglary charges. The thing about Key West is, it's ultimately a fragile place. Low and small and flat and just sitting there, unprotected, in the middle of all that ocean. One big hurricane, a foot or two of sea level rise, and we could be wiped off the map. Every day you live here, there's a sense that, unlike these John Dillinger wannabes, you're getting away with something. These bank robberies are kind of analogous. Each one could go wrong in a million different ways. People could get hurt or shot. People could get killed. So far, that hasn't happened. So we're living in a state of grace, albeit a weird and kind of funny one.
That was A Letter from Key West by Mark Hedden. The music in this piece is from the song Dawn Dub by the Hobies. They're from Bradenton, Florida, and they're playing in Miami on March 30th at the Stage. You can listen to all of our letters from Key West at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. This week we had help from Sammy Mack. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. I'm headed down south.